talking about animal encounters inside the house. I'm going to play you some audio of a deer who got in a house and didn't want to leave.
Oh, dear.
Trevor, Long Island.
One day, normal morning, about 20 years ago when I was 15, waking up to a normal day, I start hearing this weird noise coming from the other room, thinking that it's just my father, you know, waking up, you know, doing his loud morning yawn. I open my eyes and look over, and I find a camel climbing halfway through my bedroom window.
Did you say camel?
Yes, camel.
As with the humps, no, you know, like
camel.
Yeah,
from like the desert.
Hump day, that
like
one.
Stick the head in your face, spit at you, camel.
Okay, why was there a camel near your house? Were you in Saudi Arabia?
No, actually, this is, believe it or not, Massachusetts. Found
sure.
out that there was a there's a game farm down the road from the house
wow.
that the animals got out of. The entire barn. There was two camels, a zebra, a gazelle, and about 15 sheep. Just roaming
and three
around
wise men.
Yeah.
I had a pack of camels once.
And a little baby Jesus. Wham, Jesus. Wham.
Wham.
That's one of those where you do a double take. You see a camel, you're like, that can't be.
Definitely
you know?
Still right. dreaming. Right?
Dude, I'm tripping
that
right now.
That was just good weed last night.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. A friggin' camel.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Hello?
Camel got him.
Oops.
So what happened?
So, long story short, took about 2 hours for the cops to come because they didn't believe us the first three calls we made until the farm put out an announcement to the town, can you help us find our animal?
Right. One guy walked a mile for it. Sorry.
Good news, bad news, farm.
Wow. And then some people show up and they had to get the camel. Like, what did they do? Like, was it like a lasso or...
Believe it or not, one of the guys did show up from the farm.
Oh, damn it. This is the story I want to hear, and we got a bad seller.
Seriously, yeah. You don't usually get a camel on the phone.
I'm just picturing a helicopter now.
They probably just let it away, because I mean, it was from a farm, from a thing, so it's probably docile. But they'll still spit. And those things, when they huck a loogie, it's pretty nasty.
Well, you know, horses are docile unless they get out. Then they get very nervous.
Right.
And spooked. Yeah.
Right. Spooked.
I'm the and same unpredictable.
Way out of, I'm the same way out of the house. I get nervous, get spooked.
All right, Trevor, we lost you, so sorry, but thank you for the call.
Great story, dude.
Colleen in West Hartford, you had a wild animal in your house?
Yeah, I don't know how I can compete with that guy.
It's not a competition.
Not a competition.
Not a competition.
You could call if you had a squirrel.
Every animal's different. It could be a date.
So, a few years ago, my family and I had come back from vacation. We had opened our garage to help get things into the house. So we were all unpacking, and my dad went out to the garage to, I don't remember what he was getting, but all of a sudden, I hear him say, oh, no. And he starts yelling, shoo, shoo, shoo. This bear had gotten into our garage and was trying to get to the bird feed that we keep in the garage. Now, here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
My grandmother was with us, and she goes, oh, wait, let me get a picture.
Well, you know, she's close to the life. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, ah, well, I had a good life. Let me try this.
The first picture, it's grandma and the bear, and the second picture, it's the bear and a shoe.
Right, petting a stomach. There's your shoe, shoe, shoe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Colleen. Yeah, I've never had a bear in the house.
No.
I've had a bear close to me twice.
Yeah.
And it's pretty funny because they don't really care.
No, they don't. They'll walk right past you.
They're just doing their thing.
Looking for food.
Yep.
You're not ape.
Yeah.
This time.
And
maybe next time.
But they're scary as hell because it's
big animal.
It's very rare for us to come in contact with animals that could kill us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and they don't listen to shoo shoo.
No. You ever been to DMV? We're in line with them.
Brian, you're having an issue at the house?
Yeah, so I've been dealing for the past couple days with a rat in my garage.
An informant?
This is what I was thinking is that, you know, I would say there would be a rat in my garage and someone would call in because I'm sure you've got guys down there who goes, oh, rat, I'll take care of him.
I'll take him out.
You know? But I've been dealing with a rat for a couple of days. it was in a costume box of muscle. You know those muscle
the fake
suits
muscles?
That you can put on?
Yeah.
So my dog goes in the garage with me and sure enough finds a rat, kick the box, it jumps out, and I'm like, oh my God, it's a rat.
Right, a muscular rat.
So I do the steel wool thing. I find every crevice, find every crease,
steel wool,
fill it in.
Oh, yeah.
Do you live near the water?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, I live in Lordship, in Stratford.
Oh, so,
so right by the
rat fill.
So, yeah, I fill up all the creases. You fill it with steel wool and then grate stuff it. And next day I come out, it's chewed. It was inside the whole time I was filling these cracks.
Oh, you sealed it in.
I sealed it in.
Oh, then it's coming out.
What are you doing, you bastard?
And I put those like pest, you know, those like pest chirpers.
Yeah.
So like you plug it in, it like screeches. And
yeah.
They don't like the sound.
The high frequency tone. Yeah.
I have that at my house.
Yep.
Yep. No salesman show up. It's great.
So yeah, I sealed the mouse in and then it chewed its way back out. So
mouse or rat?
Rat.
Yeah.
Ooh. Never had a rat.
Oh, those things.
Mice.
I got a video of it. I got it on my camera in the garage.
Let's post it.
Nice.
See the rat?
Does the rat have a name?
Templeton's cool.
Templeton, yeah.
Why?
That's one from Charles Webb.
Oh.
Where he was at the carnival.
Exactly, right.
Templeton.
There was birdseed in there, so I can understand why the rat would go in there. But
just give him some pizza.
Yeah, no, they're just really creepy.
Yeah.
With those big tails.
Oh, it's a big boy, too.
We had him in our house once.
I had a pet rat, but he was white.
Not great.
Yeah. Ben.
Yeah, if only I could train it to do something cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Like teach four turtles how to do ninja.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
I just need the ooze, dude.
Beth in Brookfield.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. My poor elderly neighbor had snakes in her house.
Oh. Yeah.
And
burn the house
down. She had multiple people come over, like snake specialists, and they would seal the house, check the house. They could never find how they were getting in. But she would like wake up in the morning and there would be one in her hallway. Or her cat would come into her room and bring one on the bed.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Yikes.
She went to open up her door and there was one in between the dorm door and the front door.
Wow.
So
it's a law firm.
Sorry, kind of gross to me.
It's funny because, I picked something up on my patio and there was this tiny copperhead, probably 8 inches long, but it just moved so fast and I didn't expect it.
Oh, no.
I screamed.
Oh.
And when you scream like that, you say, man, that sounded really not cool.
It really,
that was not tough.
That was really not cool.
When it's still echoing three days later, not good.
I'm a man. I'm a man.
Yeah. All right,
you can do it.
Okay. All right, it's fine.
It is true. Something jumps out at you. Like, you kick a box and a rat jumps out. You're like,
Oh, yeah. I'm the same way. If a piece
it was the least cool I've sounded in a long time.
If I'm wading in the water at the beach and a piece of seaweed hits my foot, I'll scream.
How did you take care of the snakes?
She just kept trying to take care of them. She didn't want to move. Mm. But
it sounds like you got to burn the house down.
You got to call St. Patrick, right? Isn't that the
one? Right.
Right.
St. Patrick.
I don't know if she ever came up with a solution.
Oh, buy a hawk.
So.
Oof. Good story. Beth, Todd in Stratford.
I'm fishing one morning down in Long Beach in Stratford. I'm out on the rocks. All of a sudden, I swear to God, and I don't even bother telling this story because no one believe me anyway, a penguin hops out of the water. A penguin hops out of the water onto this rock right next to me.
You sure it wasn't a skin diving nun?
What did the penguin say to you?
It was unmistakably a penguin. I would have taken a picture. I wish I had, but I didn't have the chance because when that happened, I made a really loud noise and he jumped back in the water and never saw him again.
Is your name Billy Madison by chance? Come here, penguin.
Coming out of the sound, it might have been the penguin.
Wow, penguin.
You know?
Wow.
It all happened in like 2 seconds. Penguin jumps out of the water. I screamed like a little girl. Penguin jumps back in the water and never saw him again.
Well, you scared it off.
Were you enjoying any edibles that day?
Anything smokable?
No.
You didn't drink your breakfast?
No. Okay.
Just checking.
Wow.
Anyway.
Just wanted to go to Pleasure Beach.
Nothing. Gas in the house.
That penguin's got one hell of a story,
he
too.
Does. Yeah, I came up for air. Some guy screamed.
I thought it was
never
in Alaska.
Where I ended up.
I saw some guy fishing in the rock.
I'm in Connecticut.
Right. What the hell happened?
Got out from the Mystic Aquarium.
Right.
You know, the guys there in Connecticut, they scream like girls.
They do. I'm going back to the Antarctica.
Freaked me right out.
It says warm with the polar bears.
Well, at least it wasn't in my house. But anyway, all right, guys, I got to go.
All right, great story, man. Thank you, Todd.
I believe you.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't have believed him either.
I believe you. Someone has to.
Trapper Don.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Don does this for
good
a living. So
yes.
If you have an animal in your house, he'll come and trap it for you.
Yeah.
Don, I might need you, buddy.
And probably eat it afterwards. But yeah.
One of my scariest ones 20 years ago. I get a call in Meriden. Raccoon in a house. Comes down the chimney. When he comes down, the damper door closes, so he can't get out. So I go in there and I see the raccoon curled up, and I got my net and my 5-foot snare pole like a dog thing. I tap him on the head. He's sleeping. This thing wakes up, looks at me, and just stands right up, fur out, everything.
You, that's right, not like, good.
It's done.
Exactly. I'm like,
done.
Oh God, this is it. I'm in trouble. This thing literally starts chasing me around the bedroom. On the guy's bed, off the bed, around the room, on the bed. Not screaming, but saying a few choice words.
Go away, go away, go away.
On the door.
Go away, go away.
It's like a Scooby-Doo episode. It's running out one door into the
other. Like, wow, Scoob. Run.
Exactly. I mean, this was a big raccoon. He's knocking on the door.
Everything okay in there? Everything fine.
Everything fine.
We're good. We're good.
I'm a professional.
So did he pick up or what?
That's why I said it's one of my, I'll never forget it. And the guy's knocking on the door. He's like, you okay in there?
Well, I
got a gun out here if you need it.
Right.
I'm like, no, I got a gun. So I'm chasing. And all of a sudden the thing does a U-turn, starts coming at me. So now we're going the other way around the room. I'm like, all right, enough of this. And I had to, just grab the net, and I got him in the net, and then I got the snare pole on him. This thing's fighting me the whole time, rips a brand new net to shreds in 2 seconds.
Wow.
Whoa. That was an angry raccoon.
And, he was like, just let it go outside, and I was like, go running through the guy's kitchen. Then I ended up running through the kitchen. The thing starts peeing all over his kitchen floor. And I'm just like, this thing is just like leaving his mark everywhere.
I was getting totaled by a raccoon.
Like the Mike Tyson of raccoons.
But that I had a call in. That was one of my favorite calls that I'll never forget. I mean, I was actually scared on that one. And you guys know me. I'm not scared of many animals.
No,
but that
no.
one, he wanted to fight. He just wanted to stay in a bedroom all day, I guess. I don't know. But
yeah, you're coming a bad day.
I step all over the guy's bed. I left footprints on his new
comforter.
And I felt
my duvet.
He's like, I'm so glad I called Don.
Like, no one told the raccoon it was not in a Disney karate movie. He's going to break a stick off and start twirling it around.
At that point, you've got to.
Why is the imprint of Don's face in the wall?
At that point, it's his house.
Well, let me tell you something. The raccoon wasn't the only thing peeing his pants, because that's a hell of a thing.
Yeah, Don said it was the raccoon.
There's a different kind of urine over here. It smells like beer.
That was the Chaz and AJ Two Roads Road to Ruin call of the day.
Thank you, Don. Great call. Pam in Naugatuck.
Yeah, no, I had a squirrel in my house. It was... my daughter had called me at work at like 10 o'clock. I said, just close all the kitchen doors, take the cats out of the room, and I'll get it when I get home. So I get home, and I go into the kitchen, and I climb up on the counter where she said she heard it rattling the dishes above the cabinet.
You're badass. Like,
I had my grandson's butterfly neck, so I figured I'm all set.
Oh, yeah,
but you're a problem solver.
Pam's not scared of no raccoon.
I'll handle it when I get home.
Right.
Butterflies and squirrels, exact same strength, by the way.
I'm not touching it. I move the dishes out of the way, and I see this tiny little thing staring at me with these black, beady eyes, and I go to get the net over it, and it jumped right at my face. I went backwards off the counter, and I'm laying on the floor, and this damn thing flies across the room. It was a flying squirrel.
Oh, those are cool.
Oh, I've seen it.
I never even knew we had them in Connecticut.
Unless it's in your house.
Yeah, yes. They're cool, but they're cool outside in Jersey.
Yeah.
Did you get a beard for a second?
It flew across the kitchen, and I couldn't get it, so I let the cats back in, and they chased it. I opened up the back door, and it went out. And then we found out we had, I was living in a three-family home, and I was on the first floor. We had a nest of them in the attic. There was like 30 of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had drop ceilings.
Yeah, we had drop ceilings. So I went and got traps, and I put them in every room with the trap full of peanut butter. And every night I'd come home from work, and I'd have to drive them down to the park and let them out.
Wow.
Come back, if you don't cross water or drive at least 30 miles, they will come back to their nest.
Wow.
I've heard that.
I had to take them out across the river to the park. Yeah.
Your house like Tweed Airport for
every
a while.
Night. I got a double hit because the baby went in and the mom came in after it. So, yeah, I was for about a month, I was toting squirrels out of my house.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Squirrel smuggler.
Yeah, they're illegal to keep as pets because my grandson wanted to keep one as a pet, but they're illegal to keep in Connecticut.
They are super cute looking.
Especially the flies are really wild.
Yeah. I didn't know what it was when it first started flying at my face. Oh, my God. I thought it was a baby, just a regular squirrel.
She had bushy eyebrows for a second. It stuck to your face.
Thank you for the call. Great call.